There's also a new publication out called GM Weekly, which is currently in its second weekly issue and still on time and on schedule. And I was reading it earlier this week, and it looks kind of decent there.
GM Weekly, it's getting promising, I mean, but I'm really having a tough time believing that they're going to be able to pull off a weekly publication.
Yeah. Yeah, it's never worked out in the past. Various different issues have tried to do weekly kind of things, and it's failed.
Yeah, and they, you know, their first issue was, I mean, it was a disappointment to me because it was only, I believe, 3 pages.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they thought that was okay. I mean, I could get 3 pages done in a day or two.
Yeah, I think they're kind of addressing the wrong format, too, because nobody's going to be going to look at basically copied blog posts to
exactly.
go to a website to view that. If it was maybe, let's say, a mailing list that came out once a week with all these with the best of Game Maker magazines or Game Maker blog posts, that I could kind of see the sense of. But in a magazine format, the idea doesn't seem to work out all that well.
Yeah, I think approaching this as more of a magazine does not work out as well as what you were saying.
Yeah.
Like a newsletter type of thing.
Yeah, people kind of need that kind of content delivered to their doorstep, more like a newspaper kind of a push method than the pull method required for going and actually downloading and reading a magazine.
I can't really see GM Weekly to be around too much longer, because I really just think they'll get tired of making these issues, and I think people might just get bored of reading them.
Yeah, I agree there.